tuned into Mid-Morning Empowerment here on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.
So falling into temptation is a reality that every Christian faces, but it is not the end of the story. Through repentance, forgiveness, and redemption, we can restore our relationship with God and continue to grow in our faith. So let us embrace God's grace, seek His forgiveness, and commit to living a life that reflects His love and holiness. We are joined once again by Pastor Munga. Ooh, did I open the wrong fade ID? It's the right one. We are joined by Pastor Munga, who's going to be helping us with this one. Mfundisi, good morning. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you today?
I'm fine. I'm enjoying the melodies behind you there.
I tell you, I'm in a certain program, so I say, let me just have this program just here, and then we'll continue.
Yes, okay, we'll try.
I hope it is not disturbing.
It's bearable. We can bear with it, Mfundis.
Okay.
Yes. So as we start, Mfundis, I'm going to ask that, can you please offer a word of prayer?
Thank you. We thank you, Lord, for allowing us to come in your presence again to have a conversation on temptation. How we pray that your Holy Spirit will lead us, together with our listeners, or the presenter, and that your name will be glorified and that will be honored. It is in the name of Jesus that we pray and ask. Amen.
Amen and amen. Mfundisi, we have been speaking about all things temptation, and today we want to understand issues of forgiveness and redemption, right? So how can understanding human frailty and the universality of temptation provide comfort to believers who have succumbed to sin?
Thank you. In the first place, we need to understand what sin is. You do not become a sinner by committing sin. But you commit sin because you are a sinner.
Yeah.
So I do not become a sinner by committing sin. Mm-hmm. I commit sin because I'm a sinner.
Mm.
And the Bible is very clear on that one. All have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God.
Mm-hmm.
We find it in Romans 3, verse 23. All have sinned, whether you are a bishop, whether you are an usher, whoever you are, you mm-hmm. are a sinner. And we have all fallen short of the glory of God. So there's no one who is better. That one is a better guy than the rest of us. No.
Mm.
All are at the bottom. And David also mentioned it in Psalm 51 in his prayer, verse 5. Behold, I was brought forth in iniquity.
Mm.
And in sin, my mother conceived me.
Mm.
So we are all at the bottom, and we can all be saved only by God. Mm. So all of us are sinners. All of us have fallen, and all of us have potential to fall over and over.
So, Mfundisi, now, what steps can be taken to genuinely repent after giving in to temptation?
Thank you. From Psalm chapter 1, we can really see what genuine, I love that you have used that adjective there, genuinely repent. From Psalm 51 there, if you just read just a few verses, have mercy upon me, O God, according to your loving kindness, according to your multitude of tender mercy, blot out my transgressions, wash me thoroughly, cleanse me, for I acknowledge my transgressions, my sins always before me. Against you have I sinned. What we find there, it's important when you genuinely repent, you acknowledge your sin. You don't offer any excuses. No, I was in such a situation. No, because I was away from my husband, from my wife, or this. No, you acknowledge this and you acknowledge it to God. And then from the prayer of David there, we can see he was remorseful. He was not sad that he was caught, because some people are sad because they are caught. But he saw that what he did was wrong. So it is important for us to see that sin is not good. Sin, it destroys us and destroy the people around us. And then we also see there a plea for mercy. David is pleading to God for mercy. And he says, you cleanse me, you wash me, you blot out my transgressions. You know, removing it as if it was not there. So when we genuinely want to repent, we will acknowledge our sin before God, we will not offer any excuses. and will be remorseful and will plead for God's mercy and cleansing. It's not an entitlement, but we plead to him to do that for us.
So looking at the cross, Mfundiswami, the sacrifice that Jesus did or made on the cross, how can it help us now understand the depth of God's forgiveness?
For sure, it's quite deep, because if Jesus had to be sent from heaven, God's Son, to come and die for us, that means forgiveness is deep. And when you talk about forgiveness, you are talking about your sins being blotted, not rubbed, blotting. Because to blot and to rub are two different things.
Mm.
If you rub, you can still see that the name that was written here was Zanere.
True.
But blotting, you are regarded as if you have not sinned. I will remember your sins no more.
Mm.
That is to blot. Mm. And that's what forgiveness is. What forgiveness is. That means you are a clean person. If it's in court, you are acquitted. You are not found with a case because of that forgiveness.
Mm.
There's nothing like, okay, he did this, we just cancel it. The way we do like us, we just cancel, we put a red pen there. No. So forgiveness is serious and forgiveness is deep. It took Jesus and only Jesus, not an angel, not even Gabriel, but Jesus himself, which shows how deep and how serious forgiveness is.
So as we wrap it, Mfundiswami, how can believers now practice self-forgiveness after repenting and seeking God's forgiveness? Because after you have done it all and you have prayed, you have received God's forgiveness, we still have to deal with the guilt that we have, you know, and we carry that around. How can we now deal with that?
We can deal with that for sure. In the first place, God says, I will remember your sins no more. So if God says he has forgiven you, why don't you forgive yourself?
Mm-hmm.
God has forgiven you. And then we also need to do like David would do, positive self-talk, like David would do. My soul, why are you unhappy? You talk to yourself, I have been forgiven. God has forgiven me. He does not hold anything against you. So you too do not need to hold anything against you. When you do that, these are some that can lead even to suicidal thoughts and even suicidal actions. Because someone is still thinking about this or no, I committed this horrible sin. But if God has forgiven you, God has blotted that against you, then you no longer have to hold that guilt, because you have been cleansed, you have been cleared. You will remember it, yes, but you have been forgiven.
Mm.
You have been cleansed. So we no longer need to hold anything against us, because God does not do this. So.
Hey, Mfundisi, when all is said and done, if a person is listening to us today, what would you like them to know when it comes to temptation as well as forgiveness and repentance?
Temptation is real, and all of us will be tempted, but when we yield to temptation, that's when we commit sin. And no wonder the Bible says, if we commit sin, we have got an advocate. We have got a lawyer who is Jesus Christ. If we confess our sins to him, he is faithful and just, and he will forgive us, cleanse us from all unrighteousness. His arms are still stretched to welcome each and every sinner.
Mm.
Finally, God hates sin, but he loves the sinner.
Mm.
And he will forgive any sin that is confessed to him. And he will not forgive any sin that is not confessed to him.
Yeah, indeed. Mfundisi, please pray for us that face temptations and us who need to repent and seek for forgiveness as well.
Sure. Our Father who art in heaven, we are thankful that for this week we have been talking about your word, in line with temptation, forgiveness. We thank you that you are a God who forgives. You forgave our father David when he sinned against you, and you are ready to forgive each one of us.
Mm.
There's someone who's listening somewhere who is discouraged. They have done something horrible, maybe which is just known between you and them. Lord, assure that person that truly, if we confess our sins, you are just and faithful to forgive us and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Thank you that you are such a forgiving father, such a loving father. Cleanse us and move that guilt from our individual lives. Thank you for listening to our prayer. Thank you for being with us the whole week. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen and amen. Thank you so much, Mfundisi. May you have yourself a blessed day.
Thank you. Same to you and same to our listeners.
Amen.
You are tuned in to Mid-Morning Empowerment here on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.